Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Davenport police have arrested two men in connection to a fatal shooting early Friday at a downtown lounge that killed two people and injured another. According to Davenport police, Raymond Robinson and Danny Howard are charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Police responded to the Chill Vibes Lounge on Myrtle Street to investigate a report of shots fired early Friday morning. Officers found a man with a gunshot wound who later died at Mercy One Genesis Medical Center. Another victim was taken by a private vehicle to the hospital where he died as well. The deceased had been identified as 44-year-old Damian Timothy Howard Sr. and his son, 23-year-old Dane E. Howard. Initial investigations from the report indicates a physical altercation escalated to shots being fired. Police say the shooting does not appear to be a random act of violence. A new poll puts Iowa at the top nationally when it comes to people's experience with the healthcare system. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The poll was conducted by Gallup and the nonprofit West Health. It asked nearly 20,000 Americans their opinions on their state's healthcare system's cost, quality, and access. Iowa ranked highest in the survey, but it only received a C+ overall. The nation received a C. Tim Lash is the CEO of West Health. He says some of the state's investments in rural health and Medicaid expansion have helped, but it still received a barely passing grade.
Iowa performing better than the bottom states shows us there are things you can do to do better, but we need to do more of that.
The survey found 1 in 4 Iowans reported distance to medical professionals delayed or prevented receiving care in the past 12 months. More than 50% said long wait times for appointments affected their care. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says property tax relief cannot involve shifting local cost to the state. She recently held property tax roundtables across the state with local officials as she works on her goal of addressing property taxes in the upcoming legislative session.
You know, we got to see what the numbers look like. We can't shift it to the state. That's not property tax relief. I can't come in and backfill for a lot of the things that we're trying to do. So it has to be sustainable. We have to think differently about how we're delivering services to Iowans. And there's a lot of opportunity out there to do that.
A bill proposed last session by the chairs of the Senate and House tax committees would have shifted about $400 million of school funding from property taxes to the state. The state is dipping into savings to cover an estimated $1.3 billion budget gap this fiscal year. The next legislative session begins in January. Several Illinois state agencies say President Trump's tariff policies are costing Illinoisans thousands of dollars more this year. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this summer directed the agencies to evaluate how the Trump administration's steep tariffs on countries like China and Canada are impacting Illinois' economic sectors. The Department of Employment Security found tariffs are costing the average Illinois household about $3,400 more this year. And unemployment claims are up 16%. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Health says hospitals on average will see expenses skyrocket. And food assistance and transit projects will be strained as tariffs continue to rise, the state says. In a statement, the governor's office says it will use these findings to, quote, guide mitigation efforts. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City reports loan demand among farmers in the region trended upwards in the last quarter, while loan repayment rates went down as the ag economy slowed. KC Fed economist Ty Kreitman says the situation is bleakest in the crop sector, where farmers have been at or below the break-even mark for the past couple of harvests. Kreitman says the number of operations they classify as highly leveraged has been creeping up as well.
There's probably about 20% of farm borrowers who have debt-to-asset ratios, so a ratio measuring leverage of above 40%, and that would be considered, I would say that would be considered high leverage. And then obviously distributed throughout that, even beyond that, we're not quite sure how many would have extremely high leverage.
Kreitman says crop farmers had strong years in 2021 and 2022 when most operations grew their operating capital. He says land prices remain near historic highs, meaning many operations have strong equity. There have been 18 farm bankruptcy filings in Iowa so far this year. That's the largest number since 2020. The Niobe Zoo is celebrating the birth of four phoenix foxes. The zoo announced the baby foxes, or kits, were born on November 17th. The canines are all males and native to the Sahara and Sinai deserts of North Africa. They also are the smallest of all fox species and known for their unusually large ears, which serve to both locate prey underground and to dissipate heat from their bodies in the harsh desert environment. A zoo press release says this is the seventh litter of phoenix foxes born at the zoo. They will be given homes at other zoos in the next few months. The Niobe Zoo partners with 29 others in the U.S. and Canada to manage the breeding of the species. This is WVIK News.